Shalom. I am Rabbi Michael Punt, and this is For the Love of Judaism, Passover edition. We are celebrating Passover, and I have three mini stories that I want to share with everybody to embrace the holiday spirit. So a couple weeks ago, I visited one of the sixth grade classes of our Hebrew school, and they were learning about the story of Passover and the plagues and the parting of the sea. And a few of the students raised their hands and they looked at me and they said, "Rabbi, is this true?" And I said to them, "Well, what do you mean by true?" And they said, "Well, did it really happen like this? Were there really plagues? Did God really split the sea? Did this actually happen?" And what I told them is I said, "I cannot prove to you 100% for sure that everything happened exactly as it is written in the Torah." And I went on to say, "I don't count on the Torah to be 100% historically accurate. I count on the Torah to teach me values so that I can live a good and fulfilling life." And that answer resonated with the students, and it has always resonated with me. I can't prove that the plagues happened exactly as it says in the Torah. I don't have the archaeological evidence for that. I don't know for certain that God split the sea exactly as it is written in the book of Exodus, but I can search for lessons that will help me to be a good person and a good Jew in the Exodus story and throughout all five books of Moses. And further, stories like the Exodus and the passages, the many passages in the Torah, teach me to look for God's presence in the world and God's presence in my life, even if I don't know for sure if the plagues happened and the story of the Exodus happened, and even if I don't see those kind of miracles in the world now, I'm willing to dig deeper to find evidence for God in my life and in the world. And that brings me to a second story that I want to share. And this is a true story also. My youngest daughter is 18 years old, and she has a car that she usually shares with her siblings, but they aren't living here. So now it's really her car. She was driving her car one evening and she ran over a nail and she got a flat tire. And she was driving on Route 9, which here in Marlboro, which is a very busy thoroughfare. I'm so proud of her because she managed to turn into a development and get off of the busy thruway. She called me and her mother in a panic. She was very upset. Anyone would be. That's a terrifying experience to get a flat tire while you're driving. So we immediately went to her and we discovered the flat, of course. I called AAA. They came. They changed out the flat tire for the donut that I had in my trunk. And I said, "Thank you very much." And I started to drive away. As I was driving the car and I pressed on the brakes, I noticed that it took a lot of effort just to get the car to come to a stop. And I thought, this is not right. There's something wrong with the brakes. So I asked my mechanic to look at the brakes. He called me a few hours later, and this is the next day. He called me a few hours later and he said, "Mike, I don't know how anybody was driving this car. These brakes are almost totally shot. Let me take care of this for you." So I have to wonder, I feel so grateful for that flat tire. I've never been grateful for a flat tire in my life, but I am now. Were it not for that flat tire, who knows what might have happened? My daughter might have gotten to a car accident when the brakes finally gave out completely. She might have gotten, seriously injured. She might have seriously injured, others on the road. It could have been a total catastrophe. But instead, because she ran over a nail and got a flat tire, we had the opportunity to check it and to get it fixed. Now, is this evidence of God's presence in our lives, that nail in the road and getting a flat tire? I don't know. I can't prove that for sure. But I see God there. I feel grateful for that flat tire. I can't say for sure that God caused that, but I'm grateful for what seemed like bad fortune turned into good fortune. And who knows? Maybe God was helping me and my family at that moment. It all depends on how you want to see the world. And that brings me to a third story. This is a legend from our tradition about two freed slaves named Reuven and Shimon. And they were walking to freedom. And Reuven was looking all around, you know, as they were walking in the sea and it was mostly dry. And he just marveled at how God saved, you know, God saved him and his family and all the Israelites from slavery in Egypt. And he saw that the sea was parted and he just thought, wow, this is amazing. God is so awesome. I feel so blessed. Shimon, on the other hand, had his head down and he was grumbling that he had to walk through all this mud. And he was really annoyed about the mud. So we have a choice. We can choose to be Reuven and see the miraculousness of our lives and this world, even though there are challenges and struggles, even in the hardships, we can still see God's presence supporting us, giving us strength and courage. Or we can choose to be like Shimon and just complain about the mud. I try to be like Reuven every single day, and I hope that you will as well. So that's all for this episode. I hope you enjoyed those three mini stories. And everyone, just have a great Passover, a Zisen Pesach, as we say, a sweet holiday. Peace out.